This is Ian Plested at the Guildford Spectrum. The final score today was Guildford City 3, Bagshot Lee 2. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. You must be very happy to get the 3 points. They really did deserve it today, I felt. It's even that they went 2-0 up and then back to 2-2, but they really battled through in the end.
Yeah, I mean, we thought when it went back to 2-2, I thought, well, at one game we've got to see one of them out. So, I mean, first half now we should have been out of sight again, played some great football. Totally dominated. Anthony Hall put his hands up, he dropped the ball, easiest cross, just lots in concentration just before half time. 2 minutes second half, same again, we don't clear lines, and 2-2. Be fair, the lads kept going, dug in for a little bit for the next 10-15 minutes, but deservedly won the game. I mean, we had, probably didn't play as good a football second half, but we still had the better chances, and you know, it's good to see the game out and win the game. You know, we've made hard work of it, played some great stuff and should have been out of sight. And be honest, if we didn't win the game, it would have been absolute travesty. I mean, you know, but it's just pleasing to get 3 points.
Did it really please you that the last two times that it's happened, we've lost the game, but it felt like they did steady the ship and they actually really did battle on?
Yeah, I think you could see the resolve was there today and determined to make sure we was going to get 3 points. I think, you know, once we've got ourselves in front, you know, we've had some good chances again to nick it. I mean, Anthony Hall has made a good save as well, as they've had a chance on the break, but yeah, you know, I was more than happy with the result and getting the points, and I thought we played some great stuff most of the game. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, Anthony's been superb in his games, and he's dropped a simple ball right on the half time, so that sort of changed the game for 10 minutes. But like you say, they showed a lot of character today not to let the past games get to them and see it out. So it's good.
On Saturday we got Winter, and then there's a game on Tuesday, so quick and fast, and you want to just try and keep this momentum going, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, we need the games as well, the quick games, and you know, I'm sure Saturday will be a good game. Windsor doing okay and playing some good football, so you know, I'm sure we can have a good game there. And then obviously we go to Hawley on Tuesday. If we can get something from both those games, then it gets us off and running, and looking forward to the Vars really in November, which is something we've got to look at and try and make sure we're all fit and firing for that.
It appears like there's an incident that happened at the end. Is there anything that you want to talk about or anything there?
Yeah, a bit of silliness, you know, difference of opinion between two lads, just got a little bit out of order, shouldn't happen, a bit disappointing to be honest. So
I hear they've been sent off as well, I think.
Well, we had one bench violation and one player received a red card, so you know, what can I say, it's not funny, it's quite serious, but you know, we've won a game and got it, so you know, if we'd have lost the game, God knows what would have happened. But yeah, you know, it's good to see in a way that the people have got an opinion, a bit passionate, but again, it's got to be controlled and dealt with in the correct manner, which was just a bit disappointing at the end.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and good luck for Saturday. Thanks, Kev.
All right, cheersy.
Thank you.